I'm Brett Chang.
And I am Jay Rosenthal, and this is your Peak Daily for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, where we cover the biggest stories in Canadian and global business, finance, and tech, all in less than 7 minutes.
Okay, so Jay, if Tim Hortons can have its own streetwear line, why can't the Charter of Rights and Freedoms? A Calgary criminal defense lawyer has launched a clothing brand called 10B Collective, meant to raise awareness about the legal rights of Canadians. The name is a reference to Section 10B of the Charter, which guarantees the right to legal counsel. You know, I'm having to hold back laughing at this, Jay. A fact that anyone who buys from this brand will be ready and willing to explain at a moment's notice. To me, Jay, this is extremely cringe. But to you, this might be high fashion.
Funny you should say that, because as I saw we were going to be talking about, I looked up 10B Collective, and in the cart right now, I have a cap, a 10B cap, ready to go. So you may see me next week in this cap doing this podcast.
You're not actually going to buy it.
I think it's really cool.
Wow. Okay. Well, there we go.
I mean, if I showed you my screen right now, you would see. Yeah. It's a gold 10B embroidery detail on the new era 950 snapback, which is the hats I wear. Black cap with a simple, clean design and adjustable fit.
Well, Jay, I cannot wait to see you rocking your Section 10B hat. By the way, it's not even like, no offense, not even a good section in the charter. It's not like a, you have the right to legal counsel. It's not, you know, it's not like the right to organize or freedom of speech, but whatever, fine.
Spoken from a guy who's clearly never been in trouble, Brett.
I know, that's true. That's my legal privilege showing there.
That's true. Brett, aside from Section 10B and 10B Collective Caps, which I'm going to buy you one too, what do we have for Peak Pals today?
For our first story, can the competition watchdog get its groove back? For our second story, teacher shortage prompts perfect grades, and our big picture.
For our first story, Canada's competition watchdog is looking to get its groove back after face-planting in its attempt to block a merger between Rogers and Shaw last year. Bro, which merger are they trying to bust this time?
So the Competition Bureau issued a report warning that an impending $8.4 billion merger of agriculture companies, Bunge and Viterra, will seriously reduce competition in Canada's agricultural sector, particularly in the grain and canola oil market.
Yeah, the merger would create a massive new entity worth about $34 billion and further consolidate processing and trading in an already heavily consolidated sector.
The Bureau also alleges it would create a conflict of interest as Bunge is a minority stakeholder in grain facility operator G3 Global Holdings, a top Viterra competitor.
And it matters because Canada's competition laws have come under fire for being too soft on monopolies. If the feds take up the Bureau's complaint and challenge the Bunge-Viterra merger, it will be an early test of how recent changes meant to modernize the Competition Act and better promote competition will fare.
In December, the Bureau was granted more power to get information and a controversial legal mechanism called the efficiency defense for companies defending mergers was eliminated.
Here's the big picture. Competitiveness in the Canadian business landscape declined between 2000 and 2020 per the Bureau, causing more concentration and potentially higher prices. As the feds look to claw back this trend, more changes to competition laws are on the way.
For our second story, some parents might be less than thrilled when they find out their kid's perfect grade on their biology midterm was more of a participation trophy.
Yeah, here's what's driving the news. A group of grade 12 students at Ontario's St. Maximilian Colby Catholic High School walked out of their biology and business midterms with perfect grades as the school board grapples with a teacher shortage that left both classes unmanned for the entire term, Brett.
Lucky them. Experts say that the length and cost of education programs are one factor driving the shortage, while others point to a lack of incentives for teachers to fill open vacancies.
Yeah, Ontario Education Minister Stephen Lecce said sick days are also part of the problem, with teachers taking an average of 16 days in sick leaves alone per school year.
It matters because a larger teacher shortage affecting school boards across the country has forced some schools to not just hand out grades, but cancel courses, cut back on special education programs, and enlist people without any educational training to teach classes.
Now to zoom out. Students have been left at a disadvantage, particularly those in older grades who require certain credits to get into university and college. Plus, with grading still inflated from the pandemic era, it's gotten harder to stand out to competitive post-secondary schools.
And for our big picture, Spotify posts record quarter. Sweden's third coolest claim to fame behind Meatballs and ABBA turned its biggest quarterly profit in the company's history, even as subscriber growth stalled amid cost cutting. To put things into perspective, Spotify reported a net income of 197 million euros last quarter. In the same period last year, it lost 225 million euros.
That's not mathing. Equifax trials adding rent data to credit score. Equifax Canada testing different ways to incorporate Canadians' rental payments into their credit scores, a move that could eventually make it easier for renters to secure low-interest loans. In last week's budget, Ottawa called on banks and credit bureaus to allow rental payments to count toward credit scores.
Hey, pals, thanks for making us the most listened to business news podcast in Canada.
If you got a second, why not follow this podcast on your app of choice and leave us a review?
And if you want more Peak, make sure to subscribe to our daily newsletter at readthepeak.com.
Have a great Wednesday, Peak Pals. When you give me shockwaves.